I think it's coming along well, and you know, feel comfortable with it, being able to visualize it. I think the you know, the receivers are adjusting well, know what they're doing, playing fast. Offensive line's doing a good job. So obviously got a couple new pieces, a couple new people in there, but I think you know, especially on the offensive line group, I think they're adjusting well, communicating well, and obviously every day is important. You know, get a little better, get a little bit more comfortable every day with the offense, with the calls, with the adjustments you can make. And but I think we're doing some good things, but still, you know, we got a lot of work to do. You know, obviously he just ran maybe four or five routes, but you know, looks good coming out of his breaks, and you know, from what I see, it looks he looks sharp and ready to go.
Eli, a big difference from a year ago, just in general around here. What do you feel in terms of this team and the chemistry and the overall attitude?
Yeah, I mean, I think the attitude's good. I think you know, there's definitely some excitement amongst the players, and which is good. And I think you know, guys are competing out in practice every day. I feel everybody's got something to prove, and so I think you know, guys are studying hard and going out there and competing. There's obviously going to be mistakes and things every day, but you know, guys are learning from it and not repeating the same ones. So you know, I think it's been a good start. We just got to keep it going and keep finding ways to improve every day.
You said last year was a humbling experience. I mean, when you look back on last year, you sit there and go, could have been better, or more better, or what?
Well, we just got, you know, lost some tough games early on and kind of hit the injury bug, and it was just, you know, it was tough after that. So, you know, hey, obviously last year was tough, and yeah, this game can definitely humble you. Nothing's guaranteed. Just, you know, from the year before doesn't mean anything to the next year, and that's going from, you know, you can go from good to bad, bad to good very quickly, and it's just a matter of you know, the team buying in, everybody playing, everybody, you know, doing their job and finding ways to win, you know, tight football games. And, you know, that's kind of the difference in a good year and a bad year a lot of times.
Eli, you've been around a bunch of different offensive lines. And I imagine you would say the best ones you've played with had a certain chemistry together. You know, strange chemistry, maybe, but chemistry together. Do you have any sense of this group so far and how they are in that regard?
You know, it seems like a great group. They get along well, you know, eat lunch a lot. They're, you know, good character guys. It's important to them. Yet they can, you know, seems like they can have fun and enjoy being around each other, enjoy, you know, just the work that goes into it, and take great pride in their craft and communicating. And so I think that's a, you know, that's a good thing. I like the group, and now it's just a matter of everybody kind of coming together, and that, you know, that five is being on the same page, as I'm, you know, making calls and making sure, you know, we're all seeing things the same way, and so they can play fast and do their assignments.
Did you sense that some of that camaraderie was not there last year on the line?
No, I wouldn't say that. You know, but no, I wouldn't necessarily say that. But I like this group, and you know, I think it can be a special group.
The team made a lot of improvements on this offense in the offseason. I'm curious, how do you feel? How much better can this unit be than last year? And is this the most weapons that you can remember having at your disposal?
It can be a special year. Every year can be a special year. It's just a matter of how guys play on Sunday. You know, how they deal. There's always going to be ups and downs throughout the season. You know, it's just, you know, can guys keep it about the team and keep it together and stay committed for, you know, 16 weeks, 17 weeks, and then going into the playoffs. So I think it's a good crew of guys, and now it's just, hey, how hard can we work? How committed can we be? And putting this all together and finding ways to win together.
Eli, considering how vehemently you defended yourself out here last year, were you satisfied or disappointed or any reaction to the settlement with that lawsuit?
Just glad it's over.
Hey, Coach has talked about clean slates for a lot of guys. Do you kind of feel like that last year's wiped out in your mind?
Well, I think when you get, you know, you have a new coaching staff, you know, you get a clean slate, and obviously you got to prove to them that you're ready, that you're, you know, can get the job done, and you can get prepared. And so, you know, I'm trying to get better every day, trying to pick their brain, pick their mind, and make sure I'm doing, you know, what they want me to do, what they expect from me to do. And so, you know, I think that's kind of what you try to do every year. So I think it's just a matter of can you go out there and produce and make plays on Sundays.
Did you enjoy the spring and the OTAs and minicamps? I mean, you've been in 15 years in the league.
I enjoy the spring. I think it's a great time to get the guys together, start working on your crafts, especially when you have a new offense. I think it's very, very important to, get in here and learn it. And, it's exciting for me to be in the meeting room with the, coaching staff and kind of get to learn football. And, there's lots of different ways to run an offense, to run plays and different reads, similar plays, but, read it differently. So just, learning from them, buying into it. And, kind of look forward to the challenge of going out there and perfecting it and being successful in it.
A couple of your former teammates said the Giants had wasted your prime. I'm curious if you agree with that.
No, I don't agree with that. I appreciate, obviously those are close friends of mine and I won a couple of championships with them, so I appreciate their loyalty and support, but I wouldn't necessarily agree with the comments.
Eli, what do you think of Barkley so far?
I think Saquon's done a good job. I've been impressed with him, just learning the offense. He's come in quickly, has a good feel for things, and obviously physically he looks the part. Excited to see him with pads on and see him in the open field and see what he can do. But, he's done a good job in the spring and stuff. You kind of see more in the passing game and you get to kind of work on some of those things. He's been impressive in that part. But I know once you – get the pads on and get some live contact. He'll be impressive running the ball as well.
Have you gotten to know him and given him extra advice? I mean, coming in as a high profile guy.
Yeah, I've got to talk with him these last few weeks, and I've had breakfast with him a few times and lunch, and sat with him a little bit. So I think I'm not to be the guy to kind of throw a bunch of advice at him, but if something comes up, always kind of.